A small group of students at the Propel School's Montour campus will be eating their way around the world this year. As part of our Remake Learning Initiative, 90.5 WESA's Mark Newtbar reports that it's not a new cafeteria option, but a lesson in inclusion.
The idea for the Taste the World program, run by school integration specialist Robin Doyle, started simply enough.
It stemmed from students just sharing interest in what I was bringing for lunch. So we
students had to apply to be included in the program that meets once a week during the lunch hour. Each of the 10 members had to sign what they've begun to call the waiver.
The waiver Ms. Doyle made everyone sign was to be open-minded and try anything new that comes our way.
That's Maddie Schleistig, who says she can be a picky eater, but she's ready for an adventure. This week featured food from Cambodia. The lesson started with a long arc drawn on a map of the world highlighting the 20-hour flight from the U.S. to Cambodia. Then, even before the food was served, Robin Doyle was leaning on the waiver.
In Cambodia, they use chopsticks. And you guys all signed a waiver that you were willing to step outside your comfort zone and try something new, so you have to at least give it a shot today, deal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many of you have tried them before? So a couple?
I feel
miserably. How many people have been successful using them before?
Yeah,
that's the key.
And then came the food. There were fish cakes, banh chow, beef and lemongrass skewers, and a few other dishes.
As you're tasting the food, keep in mind you are going to have to share this experience with others. So I want you to be thinking about what you like, what you don't like, why you don't like it. And then we'll be doing some research on it next time.
The chopsticks started clicking with various degrees of success, but all of the students, including 8th grader Darius Wade and 7th grader Caden Penix, eventually got the food to their mouths.
Kind of tastes like a crunchy egg with like stuff filled in it.
I like it because it's like chewy.
Have you tasted flavors like that before?
No.
No.
In fact, none of the 7th and 8th grade students could remember having eaten Cambodian food. For Propel Montour principal Matthew Strine, that's a big part of why he allowed Robin Doyle to launch the program.
One of the things we talk about a lot at Propel is an opportunity gap. So not only are we trying to close an achievement gap with academics, just exposing students to opportunities that they might not otherwise have. You know, it might not be the norm for some of the families to go out and try something new.
After trying, will come teaching. The students will create presentations that will be shown to the rest of the school.
Sometimes we as the adults in the building can share things with students, and it might go in one ear and out the other, but when they're hearing it from their peers, it's a lot more meaningful.
The students have not yet started to share their research and gastronomic experiences with the 400 other students in the school. Doyle says she hopes sharing that information will help the students that come from 7 different school districts to start mingling more.
So these students are acting as leaders to hopefully help other students kind of come together, break down barriers, and just accept differences as opposed to looking at things as weird and not right.
Doyle is not sure where the world tour of food will take them, but the group has already stepped out of the traditional world food cultures. Among the first cultures explored was the Iroquois Nation's many uses of corn. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.